The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
The Braves Radio Network channel on the Podcast Park is brought to you by Truist Bank. When you start with care, you get a different kind of bank.
And a very good Tuesday morning, everybody. Thanks, as always, for joining us here on the Frozen Rope Report on the Atlanta Braves Radio Network. Kevin McAlpin here with you, your Truist reporter for the home of the Braves, the Fan 680 and 93.7 FM here in Atlanta, and across the Southeast on the Atlanta Braves Radio Network. Won't be long now, folks. We are now just 9 days away. That means baseball, Major League Baseball, and the regular season return to your radio coming up next Thursday afternoon as the Braves open up the regular season in our nation's capital. We have a better idea of what the roster will look like. More on that coming up here in just a few moments, including some big-time surprises coming out last night as the Braves cut down their roster by a number of players. We'll talk about the biggest names on that list coming up throughout the course of our show. Later on, we're going to revisit a conversation that Buck Ballew had with Brian Snitker yesterday on the Ballew Show. You hear Buck weekdays 10 to 11 right here on 680 The Fan. We'll get to that coming up a little bit later on as well. As always, want to thank our sponsors for being part of our big show here on the Frozen Rope Report. That includes my friends at Righteous Q, Soul Saving Barbecue right here on East Piedmont Avenue in Marietta. Also, Patron Tequila and Crown Distributing. I'm going to tell you about the new go-to drink here in the McAlpin household coming up in just a little while. And we want to welcome on our friends at Homage Vintage Sports Apparel. Visit them online at homage.com. That's H-O-M-A-G-E.com. We'll tell you more about some of their new arrivals for the upcoming baseball season throughout the course of our show. Well, full disclosure, for the last couple of months on this show and on the Braves Clubhouse Report and pretty much anywhere you found me talking Braves baseball, the big question was, well, who's going to play shortstop now that Dansby Swanson is gone? And we've heard from Ron Washington throughout the offseason. We heard from him at Braves Fest. He's been on 680 The Fan. We've heard from Vaughn Grissom about the work that he's put in with Wash. And it sounded like the progress was really encouraging. Defensively more than offensively. Look, I think we all know that Vaughn can swing the bat. That wasn't in question. But we know that over the years and over the decades, this organization has put a lot of stock and a lot of importance and value in defense. And apparently, the Braves just have not seen enough from Vaughn Grissom to hand him the keys to shortstop come opening day. And then his main competition, who over the last few days, Braden Shoemake's name has really popped up there. I had some folks late last week asking me, is Braden Shoemake going to be the opening day shortstop? And I said, well, you know, his name's kind of popping up at the right time, and you've seen this in years past where guys have put together really solid spring campaigns, and all of a sudden they find themselves on an opening day roster. And it felt like that was where things were trending for Braden Shoemake. What we did know was that whoever didn't win that spot wasn't going to be sitting on the bench in Atlanta. They were going to be going out and playing every single day at Gwinnett. What we never saw coming, and I don't think anybody envisioned this being the scenario, was that both Vaughn Grissom and Braden Shoemake would find themselves reassigned to minor league camp. Well, that's exactly what happened last night, right around dinner time. I was in the kitchen getting ready to start dinner for the family, and all of a sudden, here comes the news that Vaughn Grissom and Braden Shoemake, along with right-hand pitcher Nick Anderson, outfielders Jordan Luplo and Eli White, were optioned to AAA. So they now find themselves in minor league camp. Braves now have 32 players left on their roster. We know they got to cut that down by six more between now and opening day. But again, what I did not see coming was that both of those guys were going to get optioned. And basically, unless something drastic was to happen between now and next next Thursday, Orlando Arcia is going to be your opening day shortstop. Now, the question I have is, okay, we thought that whoever didn't win the starting shortstop job was going to go get four at-bats at AAA and get themselves ready and maybe have a little more seasoning before they get the call to come up here to the big leagues. Well, now what becomes very interesting is you've got not one but two guys that are going to be looking to continue that seasoning down at AAA. How they split the playing time? Do they play every other day? Do you DH one of them to get them four at-bats? Obviously, you want both Grissom and Shoemake playing to get themselves ready and to continue their development. It's going to be very, very curious to see how they manage that so both those guys really get a fair shake at continuing to get themselves closer and closer to being ready to eventually take over at shortstop moving forward. I don't think anybody thinks that Orlando Arcia is going to be your shortstop all season long. The 28-year-old obviously spent a number of years with the Milwaukee Brewers, parts of six seasons to be exact, before the Braves got him prior to 2021. And you look at his numbers, and you know we've heard Snit talk about it. Snit called him a dude last year. He said he's a guy that he really likes having him out there. I don't know how long you want to go forward with that, but clearly the Braves feel like his defense is superior to what they've seen from Grissom and Shoemake. So again, barring anything really drastic happening, and I don't see that happening. The fact that it hasn't happened to this point this offseason, the Braves did not go outside the organization to find somebody else to play shortstop. So they stuck with what they had. And we knew they weren't going to be players in the Trey Turner market. We knew they weren't going to be players in the market for some of those big shortstops that were out there this offseason. They're not going to give out a $300 million contract. That's just not the way the Braves operate. So we'll see. How long does Arcia last at shortstop? What do you do if he struggles, and how quickly do you make that change? These are all going to be really intriguing storylines to follow as the regular season gets rolling because, again, I like Orlando. I think he has a really nice glove. I think he's got some decent range at shortstop. I've always thought that the Braves would err on the side of let's give the young guys a shot. Let's give a Grissom or a Shoemake an opportunity. But obviously, this is a message to both of those guys that they clearly don't feel comfortable turning over shortstop to them at this point. So we'll see. It'll be very curious. I hope that Arcia gets off to a quick start and affords the Braves that luxury of giving both those young men more seasoning in the minors. Again, it's not because they weren't hitting. Heck, you go through the stats of spring training this year, and it's funny. I looked it up last night. I'm thinking, I thought Grissom's been swinging it well. Yeah, 12 games offensively for Grissom, a couple of doubles, a .371 average, an .829 OPS. He has not been anything to be overly concerned about when it comes to his offensive numbers. As far as Shoemake's concerned, and he started, what, like 5 days in a row over Vaughn Grissom, 14 games in spring for Braden Shoemake, a .323 average, an .823 OPS, a triple, couple of doubles on his ledger as well. But again, I think that defensively is the area that they're looking for both these guys to take that next step. How quickly do you make a change? Again, if Arcia struggles, will be very, very interesting. I'll say this, the good news about this Braves offense is that you don't really have to put a whole lot of pressure on whoever's manning shortstop to help you with the offensive numbers. Matt Olson has been hot as a firecracker this spring training. Six homers in 12 games. He's got a .1549 OPS. Ozzie Albies is swinging it well. He's got three home runs this spring in 12 games. He's got an .885 OPS. Michael Harris looks like he's starting to come around a little bit offensively. Good to see that. As far as your regulars, you don't really worry. Heck, the one guy who's been the surprise offensively this year has been Marcell Ozuna. 13 games, four doubles, a homer, an .872 OPS to go along with a .325 average. Ronald Acuna should get him back in the next couple of days. He was off to a great start before he departed for the World Baseball Classic to go join his native Venezuela. Just five games in Grapefruit League action for Ronald, but he does have a .429 average and a 1,000 OPS. Seems sustainable throughout a 162 season. But again, your guys that you're looking to, carry the load offensively, they've all been getting the job done in spring training. Murphy's off to a bit of a slow start, but what he's done behind the plate has been incredible. Eddie Rosario, excited to see where he is. He swung it well during the World Baseball Classic. Boy, if you can get him anywhere close to where he was in 2021, that is a huge lift for you offensively. So again, really, you don't worry about a lot of the regular regular guys. I know Darno's off to a bit of a slow start, but again, when it comes to Darno or with Austin Riley, who's got a couple of homers this spring, Ronald Acuna, Ozzie Albies, Matt Olson, I'm not worried about any of these guys. Offensively, I know I'm going to score a ton of runs. And if Marcel and Eddie Rosario are doing what they've done this spring, my, what a lift that is for the offense. So again, what I'm getting at is I'm not looking at whether it's Arcia or Shoemake or Vaughn Grissom. I'm not looking at them to be guys that put a lot of pressure on themselves and help carry the load offensively. I just need them to catch the ball, make the plays at shortstop, because we have been so spoiled and we have been so lucky to watch what Dansby Swanson has done all these years. Obviously, you don't want to take a step back defensively, because that's been, you've got ground ball pitchers. You've got pitchers who trust the defense to make plays behind them. I've had so many guys tell me, Kyle Wright and Charlie Morton and Max Fried, they know that they've got a defense behind them that can turn plays. And obviously, you don't want that to change or get in the back of their head that they have to be too fine or too perfect when they're out there on the mound. Hey, speaking of Kyle Wright, we did see him on the mound yesterday. He made his spring training debut, and the numbers on the surface weren't great, but look, it was his first time in a Grapefruit League game. Remember, he had that cortisone shot in his right shoulder, so he was been a little bit slower. He'll get a couple of more appearances in Florida, and then it does look like he lines up to make his first start of the regular season when the Braves will be in St. Louis, second series of the season. So that is good to know that he's not too far behind. And how about the fact we will see Michael Soroka on the mound tomorrow? That is exciting as well, knowing that Mike is back. He's healthy. He's been slowed this spring, but he's been facing some hitters on backfields and things of that nature. So the Braves are off today. They're off today on Tuesday. They will take on the Detroit Tigers tomorrow in Lakeland, Florida, and that will be Michael Soroka back on the mound for the Braves. And again, I've talked about this all offseason. I've talked about this for the last couple of years. I know all of us are pulling for Mike. I know all of you are pulling for Mike, that you want to see him get back to the all-star that he was a few years ago and really put all these injury issues behind him. It's been a long, arduous journey for the now 25-year-old righty, but the good news is he's got a couple of less years on that arm, so hopefully this means that he'll be able to get back at some point this year and contribute for the Braves in their rotation. So that's really the stories from spring training. Again, Orlando Arcia really looking like he's now all of a sudden your opening day shortstop. How do the Braves round out the rotation? Will it be Dylan Dodd? Will it be Jared Schuster? I don't think you can go wrong with either of those guys right now. Their numbers have been just absolutely goofy at spring training. So we'll see what direction they decide to go in. But those are the storylines as we reach the home stretch of spring training. And believe me, all those years I was down there, you get to this point, you're just counting the days, counting the games, counting the innings until you can turn that thing north and get ready to start the year. And that's exactly what the Braves will do a week from Thursday. Braves Clubhouse Report comes your way tomorrow right here on 680 The Fan in Atlanta. Hopefully you'll join myself and Wiley Ballard as we get you up to speed and we talk more about the big news of the week. And we'll see what else happens between now and then. We'll also be breaking down the World Baseball Classic final game. The championship game is tonight. Team USA going to take on Team Japan. Boy, did you see the way they won that one last night? They beat Mexico on a walk-off to advance to the championship game. And I don't know about you. And look, I know there's been some detractors from the WBC. I wasn't overly excited about it this year. I didn't find myself saying, well, I can't wait to watch the World Baseball Classic. But man, oh man, there's been some exciting games. There's been some great action. Yes, I know there's been some injuries. There's been some big injuries as well with Jose Altuve going down. We saw Freddie Freeman get hurt. Look, those things can happen in a spring training game. But what this has done, I think, internationally for the game of baseball has been terrific. I've loved it. I hope you have as well. And I know that I'll be plopping my son Max in front of that TV tonight, at least for a few innings till he goes to bed. And we'll be watching and cheering on Team USA later on tonight. The WBC has been awesome. It's been great to see full ballparks. It's been great to see folks turning out from all corners of the globe to cheer on their team. And I got a feeling that Lone Depot Park in Miami will be a sea of red, white, and blue tonight as we all cheer on Team USA. All right, we're going to step aside for a quick break. When we return, we're going to hear from Brian Snitker. He checked in with Buck Ballew yesterday morning on the Ballew Show. Obviously, we know the shortstop thing is not as much of a topical debate now as it was yesterday morning, but we'll hear from Buck and we'll hear from Snit, get his thoughts on spring training, what he has liked, some of the new rules, things of that nature as well. Snit and Buck coming up next on a Tuesday morning version of the Frozen Rope Report right here on the Braves Radio Network. Hey guys, it's K-Mac here for my friends at Patron Tequila. up. You know, over the years, I've always found myself really as a beer guy. Lately, I've been trying to get into more bourbons and whiskeys. But recently, I sat down with Casey from Crown Distributing, and he put a bottle of Patron Tequila in front of me and said, This is going to be your new go-to drink. So what I did that night, after Max's White Sox won their Little League game, went home, poured it with a little club soda, splashed a lime in there, and I gotta tell you, I have a new go-to cocktail with those warm spring and summer months now right around the corner. So far, I've sampled the Silver, but I do have boxes of the Añejo and Extra Añejo, and I've even been told I can make a version of an Old Fashioned with the Extra Añejo. So what am I doing tonight? While I watch Team USA in the championship game, yeah, I'm going to try that one out and see how it works out. If you're looking to just branch out and maybe expand your horizons when it comes to tequila, I cannot recommend Patron's lineup any more than I already have. Visit them online today at PatronTequila.com and get your tequila journey started. Remember, Cinco de Mayo, it's my birthday, and it's right around the corner. And summer months, you don't want to be drinking big, heavy beers and dark liquor. You want something refreshing, light, and something that's going to make you feel good and enjoy those summer months, whether you're sitting by the pool, at the beach, or maybe you're just hanging out at a tailgate waiting to go to a baseball game. Visit them online today, PatronTequila.com. You won't be disappointed. We continue with you here on the Frozen Rope Report. Big thanks, as always, for following all of our coverage. And again, we're going to start these up basically once a series, once the regular season rolls around. So we've been doing one a week in the off season. You know, there hasn't been a ton of things going on, really, during those cold winter months. But baseball now right around the corner. So make sure you like, subscribe, and tell your friends. K-Mac's got the Frozen Rope Report back for the 2023 season. And it should be a fun season of Braves baseball here that starts a week from Thursday. Braves will be in D.C. Hey, speaking of Thursday, hopefully you'll join my friends at Righteous Q for their first ever trivia night. Righteous Q, it's Soul Saving Barbecue, and it's located at 1050 East Piedmont Avenue, right here in Marietta in the Piedmont Commons Shopping Center. For my money, folks, it's the best barbecue in the area. Whether it's pulled pork, barbecue chicken, their brisket, or their Friday brisket burgers, which is my go-to lunch every Friday with some of the dads in the neighborhood. Righteous Q is the best barbecue here in Marietta. Oh, by the way, they're now serving beer. Did I mention that? Yeah, get a cold beer, whether it's lunch, dinner, maybe it's a Saturday afternoon, you want to pick up some wings. They've got ice cold beer as well, and they're having their first ever trivia night coming up this Thursday night, March 23rd, 6:30 to 8 o'clock. Your chance to win great tickets, including baseball tickets, maybe some gift cards to the restaurant as well. RighteousQ.com for all the details. And again, it is 1050 East Piedmont Avenue here in Marietta. Trivia night, their first ever one. Make sure you stop in and tell Patrick and the crew you heard about it on the Frozen Rope Report. And again, your chance to win baseball tickets. Wink, wink. I think you all know what I mean. Hey, speaking of baseball, we know the Braves will open up on the road. They'll be in D.C. and St. Louis. It is a six-game road trip to start the regular year before they come back here to Truist Park. And recently, Buck Ballou, who you hear every weekday from 10 to 11 here on 680 The Fan in Atlanta, had Brian Snitker on yesterday morning to talk about the upcoming season. And here's that conversation in case you missed it.
A special guest joins us now on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line. Let's bring on Braves manager Brian Snitker. Joins us on the Fan. Snit, you've been making the rounds, doing a great job out there talking about this Braves team. How you feeling with about 10 days left in spring?
Cold down here right now, Buck.
It's going to warm up soon.
Yeah, no, I think it's going to be a great day today. No, we're doing great, man. We've had a great spring training. The guys are getting a lot of work. It's been very productive. I'm just sitting out here right now in the dugout. Got done hitting some ground balls to these guys, and they're working out. And I'll tell you what, it's been a really, really good spring. It's been a normal spring for a change. My best friend just walked through the door here, Pete Moylan. It's awesome. It's Jonathan Chadwick. Shoot, we got them all going on.
Hey, no big announcements today, right? What can you tell us about the shortstop position? Everybody's asking up here.
Well, you know what? We got one. We're going to play when we go out there on opening day. We're going to have somebody playing it. I'll tell you that.
What impresses you about Braden Shumake?
You know what? Just, you know what? The kids, he's growing. He's maturing. I think, you know, he's the more, you know what, though, too? The more these guys play, the better they get. And Shoes, he's maturing. I think as a player, he's getting stronger and had a really good camp.
We're looking forward to seeing how that shakes out. I tell you what, I've been surprised. I'd sort of forgotten we had some depth as far as the rotation goes with the way Schuster and Dodd have been pitching this spring. It's been very impressive. This must be encouraging looking at the 162.
Very, very impressive. Exciting, I think. I just, you know, you love when your young players start, you know, showing up. And you know, Dodd and Schuster both have done unbelievable this spring. They've both been very poised, very together. Their arsenal's really good. They fill up the strike zone with strikes. And it's really cool when you can have your own players that start, you know, producing and maturing, and it's a really good thing.
Snit, you guys have been so deep and really strong in the bullpen. You got a couple of new faces down there. How you feeling about this pen getting the season started?
No, I think we're going to be good. You know, we got Kirby Yates back. Joe Jimenez, got him in a trade. They're both actually pitching today, so I'm anxious. You know, I get excited when these guys get out there because, you know, it's got a chance of being really deep. You know, we got to keep everybody healthy. Minter's been throwing the ball extremely well. Iglesias has been throwing the ball. Colin McHugh, Dylan Lee. Well, you know, Lucky that we added from the Yankees. I mean, this guy's kind of a sleeper that's been had some really good years with the Yankees. And we feel really good about our pitching overall.
Well, I tell you, I look at your batting order, look at the lineup, and I'm thinking we're going to score some more runs this season. What about Ozzy? How's he looking? Expecting him to have a big bounce back year after those injuries last season?
I mean, Ozzy's doing everything really well. He's been swinging the bat really well. You know, he's going to be out there for 7 innings today playing defense. Doing really good. Matt Olson, Riley, all them guys. I mean, Michael Harris has had a really nice camp. We got Eddie Rosario back today for the first time from the WBC. We'll probably have a Ronald Acuna sighting here in a couple days once he gets back in. So, you know, and our catchers, it's good, man. I'm telling you, I'm really excited about this club. I'm really excited about getting this season going, seeing how we shake out. But overall, like I say, I'm really proud of how the guys came to camp and the work ethic that they've displayed this whole 6 week period.
Boy, you guys have taken us on a great ride here the last couple of years. And Max Fried's been a big part of that, and he's been spectacular this spring. Looks like he's in mid-season form.
Yeah, he was yesterday. I'm telling you, that was about as efficient and as good as I've seen Max. And, you know, Max is one of those guys that he's never satisfied. I mean, he's always trying to get better. He's always looking for that edge. He's very dedicated to what he's doing, which is really cool. And you know, he's getting to know a new catcher in Sean Murphy, who's made a great impact here in the short time that we've had him. So, you know, I'm a big, big Max Fried fan, I'll tell you that.
Tell these Braves fans out in Braves country what to expect out of Sean Murphy, a guy that's been a little bit under the radar because of where he's been, but yeah. Just a great pickup. Tell Braves fans what to expect out of him.
Great pickup. I mean, he's one of the elite throwers, elite catchers in baseball. I mean, I knew he was big. We played against him, but he's a monster. I mean, this is a big, strong kid. It's what catchers look like. He's bought into the program here. He's very invested in our pitchers, just as like Travis is. It's about as good a 1-2 punch as you're going to have in Major League Baseball at the catching position.
All right, got Tampa today. What, 9 games left in spring training? What's the goal, just to get everybody to the finish line of spring training, ready to go for the season opener?
Yep. I mean, these guys are in great shape. You know, we got a day off tomorrow and then a long bus ride to Lakeland. And after that, I'll probably start getting these regulars in there every day and stretching their innings. But, we just want to get through this thing healthy. And because I think the repetitions the guys are getting and the at-bats and everything's going in the right direction.
Have you had a chance to see DeRosa running the show for Team USA and the WBC?
Yeah, I texted him the other day and said, now you know why I don't have any hair left. You know, and it's good. You know what? It's good. I text Max too. I saw him, you know, handling that bullpen phone and everything in the dugout, and they've done a great job. I know they've had the time of their lives in doing that, and more than likely their wives are going to get ticked off because they're probably going to, you know, restir that itch that they got for baseball.
Isn't it a little complicated when it comes to the pitching side of it? I mean, our lineup looks great, and boy, they're scoring some runs, but It is it's pretty delicate at this point in time in the season handling the pitching staff.
No, I'm sure that's D-Row will have some and Mac will have some story because it's tough when you have all those restrictions on guys and you got to, but you have to operate like that because the health of the player is the number one thing. And hopefully, it coincides with winning the tournament. But it's not an easy job, and I'm sure it's a lot harder than what he ever thought it was going to be once he's living it.
All right, Snit. So these Braves fans, man, they're excited about the season. What can you tell them as we about to get this thing underway here about what to expect out of this ball club you've got?
No, they should be excited. These guys are raring to go. It's a great group of guys. Again, it's going to be a really tough division, as we well know. But it's why we play the 162 games. So the guys are excited. We're all excited. We had a great time in Florida. The facility here has been unbelievable, and I think everybody's going to be excited once we get up to Washington here in another week or so.
Got Acuna back in camp yet, coming off the WBC? He looks like he's ready to go and have a big season.
No, he's been running around in center field that whole thing. So, we'll get him back in here probably after that Lakeland trip. And he was running around and we got some really good reports on, his physicality and all that. So, like I say, we got Eddie Rosario back. He'll be in the lineup today. And, in a couple of days, we'll be back to full strength.
Looks like the outfield situation's really strong. You got some options there as far as the depth goes. That's a really good situation for you.
Well, Alex and his guys have done a great job of bringing in a lot of athletic outfielders. I mean, it's some guys that they're tooled up, and we got some good options, really good depth. The guys that don't make the club, they go to AAA. We're going to have weapons down there if we, win and if we need them. So they did Alex and his guys did a great job of providing that depth because we saw the other day with Jose Altuve how precious that can be. So we've done a good job in that.
We'll finish up strong. We're excited to see you back in Atlanta soon, Snit. Thanks for your time today.
You got it, Buck. My pleasure, buddy.
Brian Snitker, Braves manager, joining us on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker Line.
Well, good stuff there from Brian Snitker and Buck Ballew. And as you can hear in Snit's voice, the team, everybody excited to turn this thing north and kick off the regular season as the Braves look for their sixth consecutive division title. All right, time now to pay homage to this date in baseball history, brought to you by my friends at Homage Vintage Apparel. Visit them online today at homage.com. Did you see on my Twitter and Instagram last week? Starter Satin Jackets. That's right. They just released their brand new satin jacket collection. They've got the Braves one on there. It is beautiful. They've got Major League Baseball, NBA, NFL, college, pop culture, you name it. They've got it at Homage, whether it's t-shirts, hoodies, hats, sweatshirts. I just recently picked up the 2021 World Series Champs t-shirt, along with the Braves Grateful Dead logo one as well. Great, great stuff there. They've got all kinds of cool Chipper Jones gear. They've got the NBA Jam style shirts with Andrew and Chipper and Acuna and Albies. Anything you're looking for, they've got it on there. Make sure you check out homage.com, and I will be doing some more shopping later on today to get myself all geared up for the upcoming season. But again, we pay homage to this date in baseball history, brought to you by Homage. And it was on this date, March 21st, 1908, that the Tigers signed outfielder Ty Cobb for $4,000. Get this, that contract also included an $800 bonus if he hit over 300 that season. Well, what did the 21-year-old do? Well, he led the league with a .324 average for the first-place Tigers. But on this date in 1908, Ty Cobb, the Georgia Peach, signed in Detroit for $4,000, and he picked up a cool $800 bonus for hitting north of 300 for the season. All right, a couple of more for you here. It was on this date in 1957 that the owners would receive $9.3 million in revenue for the 1957 TV and radio rights. Now, that breakdown includes $3.2 million for the World Series and All-Star Games, $1.2 million for two Saturday Games of the Week, and the remaining $4.84 million for local right fees. On this date, 1957, the owners pick up a cool $9.3 million. Think about what that conversion would have been. 1957, $9.3 million was a king's ransom for the TV and radio rights around Major League Baseball. All right, a few more for you here. It was on this date in 1962 that prior to a spring training game against New York in Clearwater, the Phillies would honor their future Hall of Fame righty Robin Roberts, who was sold to the Yankees in the offseason by retiring his number 36 uniform. Now, the future Hall of Famer starts the exhibition game, giving up four runs in three innings, but gets the win when the Yankees take down the Phillies 13-10. On this date, the Phillies retire number 36 in honor of the Hall of Famer Robin Roberts, who spent 14 seasons as a member of the Philadelphia Phillies. All right, on this date in 1966, there was a spring training game in Houston's Astrodome where the Dodgers and Astros became the first major league teams to play on artificial turf. Now, the material, which would later, as we know, become known as AstroTurf, was developed by the team's inability to grow grass inside. So on this date, the Dodgers and the Astros become the first teams to ever play on AstroTurf, or if you will, artificial turf, as it was known at the time. Hey, locally, on this date in 1975, March 21st to be exact, Georgia Tech would blank Earlham 41-0, setting the NCAA mark for the largest margin of victory. Now, in 1999, Nebraska would surpass that record when they took down Westchester University in Pennsylvania with a 50-3 victory at Buck Seltzer Stadium. On this date in 1975, though, it was Georgia Tech blanking Earlham out of Indiana 41-0. Boy, I'm glad they have run rules, aren't you? What, 41-0? That would just be, I don't even know how you fit that. How do you fit that on a scoreboard? I'm not even sure how that all works out. All right, finally for you here, it was on this date in 2019, after a 19-year career, Ichiro Suzuki officially announced his retirement, receiving an overwhelming ovation from the Japanese crowd at a sold-out Tokyo Dome. Now, the 45-year-old was a three-time Silver Slugger, holds the Major League mark for consecutive 200-hit seasons, left the Mariners 5-4 game in the bottom of the eighth, standing alone out on the field, and he took in the admiration of over 46,000 fans in the country where he began playing baseball. On this date in 2019, Ichiro officially announced he was hanging it up. And I've told this story on the air, and I'm going to tell it again because I think this is absolutely fascinating. Ichiro, we know that he spent some time with the Miami Marlins right at the end of his career, a couple of seasons in Miami. And I was in the clubhouse when I used to travel with the Braves, and I saw something that I had never seen before and I have never, ever seen again. Ichiro came in after taking his batting practice, and he goes over to his locker, which, by the way, was immaculate. Everything was hanging perfectly. Everything was neat and organized. And as he got changed and as he got himself out of his BP gear, he went over to his locker up in the top little drawer there, and he grabbed a lint roller. And he got down on his hands and knees, and he lint rolled the carpet next to his locker in the area adjacent to where he was, basically cleaning up after himself, lint rolling the area in the clubhouse. Obviously, we know guys clean up. They have vacuum, and they do all kinds of things. But Ichiro wanted to make sure that his area was spotless, it was immaculate, and that was something that I've never seen again, and I promise you I will probably never see again walking into a major league clubhouse. But I thought that was really interesting. Ichiro, one of the greats to ever play the game, and boy, you put his numbers. If you just wanted to have some fun with what he did between Japan and his time in the United States, we know that Pete Rose is the all-time hit leader in far as Major League Baseball is concerned. But when you add in the Japanese league numbers, remember, he played in Japan for 9 seasons. He had 1,278 career hits in Japan before he came over to the United States. Folks, between all levels, he played 28 seasons of professional baseball, starting in 1992 as an 18-year-old with the Oryx Buffaloes, and wrapped it up in 2019. 4,367 hits. That would be the most all-time. 4,267, I believe, is Pete Rose, and obviously that would surpass that by almost 100. So what a career, what a player, what an unbelievable talent. And it's always fun to look back on some of those numbers and just wonder what could have been had he come over to the States a little bit sooner. All right, that's going to do it for the Frozen Rope Report here on a Tuesday morning. As always, big thanks to our sponsors. That includes Patron Tequila, Righteous Q Barbecue, and, of course, Homage Vintage Sports Apparel. And big thanks to you as well for following our coverage, and we'll do it again real soon as we tear down another couple of days on the calendar. We're closer, folks. 9 days and counting till the Braves defend the division title once again as they start out the regular season a week from Thursday, and we'll have it all covered for you right here on the Atlanta Braves Radio Network.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save. And save and win.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.